What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
You know, I like nice things, but I don't want to pay full price, and you shouldn't, because that's ridiculous. You know what I love? Tradesy. Tradesy is the coolest thing ever. Basically, you can get amazing, cool vintage pieces, designer items at a half of the cost. Want to know why? You're at Tradesy. Let me tell you about it. Have you ever walked into a store, fallen in love with something, and then looked at the price tag only to find out it costs more than your monthly rent? Not fun. But with Tradesy, you can finally build your dream wardrobe filled with authentic designer items. That means new with tags like new and gently loved Chanel, Dior, Louis Vuitton, Fendi, Bottega Veneta, and so much more for up to 70% off retail. They even make it easy to split payments into multiple installments with Affirm, so you can take it home with you today and deal with the bill tomorrow, which is really the ideal shopping experience, if you ask me. I love Tradesy because it's sustainable. The cool thing about Tradesy is they have a team of authenticators. What do? They check everything out and make sure that it is what it says it is. It does not get better than this. I love them. And here's the thing. They can detect knockoffs 99.7% accuracy. Okay. And if for any reason you end up in that 0.3, Tradesy will make it right with a full refund. It's totally stress-free. So go ahead and treat yourself. Go to Tradesy.com to get $100 off your first purchase of $500 or more with code ABSOLUTELY. Keep in mind, Tradesy's prices are already up to 70% off, and now they're giving you an extra $100 off. That's Tradesy, Tradesy.com for $100 off when you spend $500 or more on your first purchase with code ABSOLUTELY. Come see what your closet's been missing. Visit Tradesy.com today. First-time buyers only. Other items and conditions apply. Visit Tradesy.com for details.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Look at us. We're in a new studio. I'm back in Los Angeles. I got my main bitch, Michelle, behind me in the production booth. I mean, we're official. Out of my mom's basement, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can see Mick Jagger painted on, what is that, the Sofitel? Something. I don't know. There's a portrait. There's a mural. We're in Hollywood, baby, and we're doing the most. Here's the deal, though. I can't really turn my neck. I have my sunglasses on because my eyes are burning because the sun is bright here. I'm also coming off like a two-week bender. I haven't even been drinking. I've just been doing so much, which is great, blessed, but mom is tired. The bags have sunken in. I'm allergic to everyone's bullshit. And so right now I've got an iced coffee, but this is so embarrassing. Because I've been so stressed with work, I had to switch to a decaf Americano. Who the fuck do I think I am? At what point in your life do you hit 34? You can't handle the caffeine because it gives you the anxiety shakes. So you have to get a decaf Americano iced with oat milk like a baby back bitch. I've got a protein shake, which I'll have two sips of and then probably trash it because I can tell it's got too much banana in it. No matter how many times I go to a joint and I say, hey, half a banana, two slices. They put a full fucking ass banana and then, well, I guess it'll help with leg cramps. Another thing I deal with. A little ASMR for you. I've got an ice water. I've got a sparkling water. Everybody in this building knows I am so thirsty and I can't turn my neck. And the thing is, I have to call this guy Ruben, who's apparently a voodoo witch doctor of healing. And Ruben, the only time he has to come fix my neck is like
9:30 at night or 7 a.m. Swear to God. I don't know what Ruben does. I don't know if he gives you a hand job at the end, but he is in high demand and I don't have enough star power to get Ruben to come to my hotel at a normal hour of, like, I don't know, 10 a.m. or say 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm waiting for Ruben to text me back because everybody says, you got to see Ruben. You got to see Ruben. Ruben's the best. Well, Ruben doesn't have time for me. You want to know why? Because I'm not Nicole Kidman. Because I'm not, I don't know, Tara Reid. Ruben, if you see this, please call me back because I need you. I cannot turn my neck. The reason I can't turn my neck is I tried something new on stage and I threw it out. I tried to do this thing and I threw out my neck and that's where I'm at. So now I'm sweating in a fancy studio. My eyes are sunken in. I'm drinking decaf Americanos and I'm waiting for this Tatiana Ruben to call me back so we can do some body work. You know it's going to be a good massage when it's not a massage. They call it body work. Body work is totally different. Body work is like they might put a finger in your butt and on your psoas at the same time and you're going to feel great. And that's what it's about. And I know what you're thinking, Heather, that's not actually body work. If there's a finger in your butt, is it though? I don't know what you need to have worked on, but I need my sphincter relax a little bit. So lay off me, Michelle. Michelle, you there? She's in the studio.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, Michelle's here. Michelle's here. For those of y'all who don't know, Michelle is my producer and we haven't seen each other in like 2 years and I'm in the studio. We're back. We're live. We're doing it. And you're probably watching this on video and you're like, Heather, why do you have sunglasses on? It's bright. I have to block out the haters. I actually don't have a lot of haters. I love each and every one of you. We're going to get into the voicemails. I want to give you a little update on what it's been like on the road the last 2 weeks. It's been gnarly. It's been amazing. It feels so good to be back on the stage, to see your smiling faces in a really self-indulgent way. I was getting a little depressed because I was, you know, at home working on all these scripts and all this shit. And I'm like in my own bubble and I'm not out seeing anybody. And I kind of forgot what I did this for. I was like, do people even give a shit? Do people want to see me perform? And then I went out and y'all were thirsty, hungry, chomping at the bits for some giggles. So it felt really good to be back out on the road because, you know, I feel alive again. I feel dead right now, but I did feel alive for the 4.5 hours I performed, you know, and that's what it's all about. Texas, let's talk about that hospitality. Texas, some of the best hospitality I've ever seen. You absolutely must stay at Hotel Emma in San Antonio. Literally, they have 24-hour room service, which is very important to me, but they brought me fresh margaritas at like 2 a.m. after one of my shows and like a club sandwich, and that's all I wanted. Best margaritas I've ever had. San Antonio, I think you're an underrated city, incredible audience, incredible crowds, beautiful places, fucking fantastic breakfast tacos. And then obviously we crushed it over in Austin, Paramount Theater. Did you know that the Paramount Theater is where Houdini had his last show? And in the dressing room downstairs is Houdini's trapdoor. Fucking crazy. And so I'm sitting there, you know, beating a face, putting on my wigs, looking up, thinking, is Houdini here? Probably is. And I'm like, Houdini, make me thin. Thank you. And then I realized Houdini is a magician, but he was also really big in the art of escapism. So he would like tie himself in a, I don't know, a loincloth and get out of it. So yeah, that was cool. Little history there. And apparently there's a ghost at the top in the projector room at the Paramount Theater. I believe his name was either Walter or Warren. And if you don't leave a Snickers bar or a donut or a cookie for him, he'll fuck up your show. So I made sure that we got a couple sweet treats, a little dulce de leche up from a boy, Walter or Warren, because I'm not trying to have a ghost fuck with my coin. You know, because that's really, there's enough people who can fuck with your coin. All I need is for something, you know, the projector to fall down and snap my neck in the middle of a show. And then guess what? I can't get that coin. And I'm not about that. You know, I don't fuck with the afterlife. My dad is dead and I, God, this is spiraling. He's dead. Does he visit me? Not really. Does he send me signs? For sure. But if his ghost were to like show up tomorrow and like sit at the edge of my bed and like want to chit chat, I wouldn't be into that. Some of y'all might. I wouldn't. So I don't like to fuck with ghosts. I don't like to open myself up for that kind of paranormal situation. Not fucking around. Do I look cool with my sunglasses on while I podcast? Probably not. Oh God. Here, let me take them off just so you can see me. Can you see me? I look good. I look great. Putting them back on. It's too fucking bright in here. I don't know why there's so many fucking windows in this podcast studio. There's Michelle, there's a lot of windows. It's bright. I'm sweating.
I'm sorry. I can't help you with that one.
Is the AC on? My ass is wet on this chair.
The AC is on and I just turned it down more.
Okay, great. But these are black leather chairs. There's 65 bay windows and you're expecting me. I'm in linen shorts. They're going to be so wet. It's disgusting. I'm embarrassed. Yeah, so I don't fuck with ghosts, but I also need the ghost of Ruben to come fuck up my back because I can't. This is it. Okay, if you're watching this on video, because now I'm in the studio so I can record video. This is my neck radius. This is where I can turn. I'm dying. And I went and got a massage yesterday, but I don't know how to tell you. If you are not breaking me in half, if I am not gripping the table with my acrylic nails, it's not hard enough. And I went to a great spa and she was wonderful, but it still wasn't. I need you to get in there. I got a pinched nerve. I need you to get in there, put your hard penis on the nape of my neck and grind it out. You know what I mean? Listen, I don't know what it is about me as a person. It's not even that my love language is touch. Like I like touching other people, but I like people to touch me. And it's not my receiving love language, but it's specifically strangers. Like if you're my friend and I know you, I don't really want to hug you. I will. I'll bring you in for a nuzzle. But what I really enjoy is strangers hugging me, touching me, which is odd. That's usually the opposite of what people want. If I don't know you, if you're going to rub my shoulders, rub my feet, I don't need to know you. I'll let a complete stranger, the line cook at a Panda Express in the Century City Mall, I'll let them come rub me and I won't think twice about it. And guess what? They don't even really need to bring oil because they already are a little greased up, you know? And that's a great business plan. Strangers rubbing strangers. You know, there was that thing, I think they had it in New York or maybe like Sweden or somewhere, where you could go into this place, this is obviously pre-pandemic, and you could pay somebody to hug you. It was like you paid like $20 for the hour and somebody would cuddle you or snuggle you. I don't want that. But if you want to put your hard penis on the nape of my neck and work out a kink, you can do that. And there's nothing sexual about it. It's called body work. Therapy, thank you. If you said like, I got a loose house cat and you want to put her paws on my neck and work something out, great. If you were like, hey, you know, I collect hamsters. They're great for nibbling out a little knot. Great. I don't care. Let's get weird with it. Will I be able to turn my neck later? Will I have shooting pain down my arm? No? Great. Get the whole animal control center. Let them walk all over my back. And here we are. Thriving. Great. So that's what I've been up to.
That was a real roller coaster, Heather. Wow.
It was. It's just, I'm getting pissed because nobody works out my neck hard enough. And when you can't sleep and you can't turn and you can't really take a deep breath because you have something out of line, it's the worst. And I don't really have open days. Like I've been out here hustling, grinding. It's like, as soon as I hit LA, everybody calls. They're like, we got to do this. I'm like, guys, I can't do any more dinners. I love you. I want to eat dinner alone. I want a sweet green salad alone in my hotel room with my compression socks on. I can't do another fucking dinner. And I love the people I'm going to dinner with, but it's like, guys, after 5 p.m., I'm done. I'm shut off. You know? It's protein shake. It has too much banana, but it is very delicious. Going down easy. Okay, so the shows have been great. Where am I playing? The Mirage. Labor Day weekend, Sunday. I think that's the 5th or the 6th. I don't know the dates. Anyways, look it up. HeatherOnTour.com, hitting Vegas. And I'm coming to cities all over the country. So a lot of shows are sold out, but a lot aren't. So, you know, get the tickets where you can. HeatherOnTour.com. Also, we're making a very big announcement. We're adding about like 10, 12 more dates in the January through like May of next year. So if you're like, Heather, you're not coming to my city, I'm about to. So get excited and look for those announcements. But HeatherOnTour.com, I'm coming to a city near you. Okay, we're going to get into the voicemails. Again, thank you so much for coming out to the shows. Thank you for the support. It means the world to me. But it feels good to be back in the studio, literally in the actual studio, not in my mom's basement, but here in Los Angeles, the city of angels, but the city where I can't find Ruben to give me a decent massage time. Whatever. If he wants to come over at like midnight tonight, I'll let him. You know what I mean? I don't care. I'll also go to his apartment. I don't care. I just need somebody to work out my neck. Ruben, can you hear me? I need to find him. All right, we're going to get into the voicemails. As always, you can call in 800-213-7503. You guys have been a hot mess. Let's get into the voicemails now. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to what we take every day. I love Ritual because it's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamins that are formulated with the highest quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. What you won't find, sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants. Plus, the fresh taste and delayed release capsule design makes taking your vitamins so easy. I cannot tell you how much I love the Ritual vitamins. Also, it's just important because you want to know what you're putting in your body. Don't get bamboozled by going to some vitamin store and then you, next thing you know, you got all sorts of fillers in it. You'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. It's important to know what you're putting in your body. You want to know where the products are coming from. Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/absolutely to start your ritual today. Again, that's ritual.com/absolutely to start your ritual today.
Hi, Heather. It's Sarah from Long Beach. I am fired up. I have not one, but two absolutely nots for you. First absolutely not is that I got soap poisoning this week. Yes, soap, like hand soap poisoning. I make pitchers of tea every day or for the week because I don't drink coffee. And I made this chai tea that had a really strong flavor. Had no idea that I didn't rinse out a big thing of soap in it, drank it, and had the most explosive diarrhea and vomiting for 2 days because of soap poisoning, which is a thing. So exploded massive diarrhea is absolutely not number one. I had to take 2 days off of work. Today was my third day of not so bad diarrhea. I went into work today. And on my way home from work, because my stomach started gurgling again, my brand new 2020 Honda CRV stops and dies in the middle of the freeway on the 405 freeway in LA, which is terrifying enough even when you're moving. So I'm thinking I'm going to shit my pants. My car breaks down. Mm-hmm. I finally get it to the Honda dealership after I obviously literally run to the bathroom. They tell me, oh, we don't know what's wrong with it. We won't know till tomorrow. We don't have a loaner car for you. You're going to have to pay for a rental car. So my brand new Honda CR-V dies and I have to pay for a fucking rental car? Absolutely not. I am going to go open a bottle of wine. I just listened to your podcast and it calmed me down. Thank you so much. Love and light, Heather. Love and light.
Soap poisoning. This is a new one. Did not know, but that's also why you got to do a hard rinse. A hard rinse on your communal pitchers. Any water bottles, you know, I like to be green. I like to reuse stuff. I am drinking out of a plastic cup today. I feel bad about it. I do, but I don't have to worry about soap poisoning. You know, it's like, do we want our children to have a future and to have a world, an environment to live in and say the next 3 years? Yeah. But do I want to shit myself on the 405 in my Honda? I don't. So this is a real doozy. Absolutely not though, to the fact that you have pooped your pants the past couple of days. We've all been there. If you're above 30, you admit it. You know, in your 20s, you're really shy. You don't talk about things like that. When you're in your 30s, you don't care. You actually find common ground with a lot of people, especially coworkers. You're like, hey, great to see you. You know, Joseph, great to see you at the lunch, the lunch line. The, you know, what do they have in offices? The common, the snack area and the commissary area.
The kitchen?
The kitchen. I'm so fucking tired. In the kitchen, you know, you see your coworker, Joseph, in the kitchen. And you're like, hey, Joseph, you know, how are you? And he's like, well, I shit myself on the way to work. And it's just, nope, you don't judge somebody about it. Everyone's just like, yeah, that happened to me Tuesday. But soap poisoning, that's really wild. I did not know that was a thing. Absolutely not, to the fact that it's supposed to clean us and keep us from the COVIDs. But if you ingest it, you may also die of doo-doos. And that's not great. You know, God. So when you say you wash your mouth out with soap, you actually end up with the diarrheas. And we didn't know that. I mean, listen, you were trying to do the best and here you are. You're another gal. You can't drink coffee. You probably can't handle the caffeine because you're at a point in your life where you spiral. The anxiety gets so crazy and you're like, why do I have the shakes on the way to a business meeting that I think will go well? That's the other weird thing about anxiety. Anxiety never hits me when things are rough. When I've been at the lowest of lows, when I've had to return chicken at Trader Joe's because I didn't know how I was going to pay my credit card bill, I had to return a breast of chicken into a grocery store to get the $3.75 back. But now that I'm like, I can afford the chicken, now I'm anxious. How does that work? How does that work? Somebody explain that to me. Maybe it's because I have more writing on it now. Like somebody actually gives a shit that I have people that rely on me for money, paycheck, you know, paychecks, the monies. That's tough. I did not know you could get soap poisoning. Did not know. You learned something new. Absolutely not. But absolutely yes to the fact that this is a PSA. If you're using some Blue Dawn in your iced tea pitcher and you don't rinse that bad boy out. And here's the thing. What you also got to do is make sure the water runs clear and then air dry it. Air dry it on your counter upside down. So then if there is any other soap residue, it'll leak out. Y'all know how to wash fucking glasses. What the fuck am I doing trying to tell you how to wash glasses? Meanwhile, I can't turn my neck and I've been trying to send sexy DMs to some man named Ruben to come do body work on me so I can feel alive again. It's not even sexual. It's just I need a stranger to put their hands on my neck. And I'm not the kind of person who likes to be choked out. I don't like that. You know,
this is turning very sexual.
It is turning very sexual. What if Ruben's hot? What if he shows up and he's really hot?
Game over.
Game over. What do I do? Jeff, I'm sorry. You know? Have I met a hot Reuben before? I haven't, but this could be the day. Do you like massages, Michelle?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree, though. Reuben is not a traditionally hot
dude. Yeah. Yeah. But he could be. I mean, he could like show up and show out. And we'd be like, dang. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to take my thong off for this one. Oh my God. Y'all, this is what happens when you get to LA. You lose all sense of sanity, of self-respect, dignity. I mean, I love Jeff, but here's the thing. My husband gives me those half-ass baby back bitch, like one clammy hand on the neck. And I'm like, I literally can't turn my neck. I need to see a chiropractor and get body work at the same time. I cannot turn it. I'm in a lot of pain. And Jeff will half-ass it. He'll phone it in. Reuben, though, might dick me down and send me on my way to close business deals. So either Jeff flies to LA or I find Reuben in a back alley somewhere. And you know what? You know he's going to be the most professional person ever when I finally do get my hands on Reuben or he gets his hands on me. You know he's going to be like a master in shiatsu, Chinese medicine. And I'm over here talking about him putting his hard dong on my neck, you know? I'm sorry, I apologize. And I will also never share his information with any of you guys because if I can't get in to see him now, I'm sure as fuck not going to be able to see him later. So guess what? Don't get soap poisoning and don't try and look for my boy Reuben.
Hey, Heather. Love the podcast. First time caller from California. I can't get into everything because it's just too insane, but I have an absolutely fucking not to gold diggers.
Ooh.
My poor father has been taken for a fucking ride, and I've spent the last, 6 months dealing with this B word. Trying to steal our money and my inheritance. Making up bullshit allegations. He can't go to the house that he put all the money in for and is paying the mortgage. And I think things just turned around, but oh my God. Yeah, absolutely not to people trying to
come for your monies.
Our aging parents' money. Yeah. So F her. Love and light. Trying to stay positive. Hope you have a great day. Okay, bye.
Wow, sister friend. First of all, thank you for really censoring yourself on a podcast episode where I have been actively talking about having a strange man put his erect penis on my shoulder. But I'm so glad that you said that this woman was a B word and F her when I'm, you know, you can say it. She's a bitch. Just say it. Let it out. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, y'all. This is what happens. This is what happens when she doesn't have a day off in 2 weeks and, you know, these linen shorts are splitting in half. Here's the deal. gold diggers, you know, I would respect a gold digger more if she's just like, yo, I'm trying to get this money, you know, because I don't like when people fuck with my monies. So if you're like, yo, I'm getting this monies, then it's like, okay, let's just go ahead and have a deal. My dad's going to pay you $200,000 and then maybe you show him a nip every now and then, but that's it. But then when they try and get like ingrained in your family and they pretend like they're your stepmom now, bitch, you ain't my stepmother. Just let my dad cut you a check to see a titty and let's roll. Ugh. And then they come in for the inheritance. It's not yours, Amelia. It's not yours. You're a senior at USC. It's not yours. Get back. It's hard. But can I tell you, I've learned this a lot. A lot of my friends who either lost their moms or their parents got divorced, the dads always end up getting remarried. Always, very quickly. Women don't need that. We don't need that. I love Jeff. I love him to death. If we were to bounce tomorrow, I would just go get massages from strange men at the food court. That would be where I would get my fix. You know, do I need another man to take care of? No. Do I need another man to be like, Jeff is doing this thing. We have these gorgeous couches from this company called Linen and Flax, which I love, in our basement. And the way he sits on this one couch cushion, it's just I don't know how the fuck he sits on this cushion with his elbow in this specific way. But every day I have to go and fluff that fucking couch. And it's a great couch. And I said, Jeff, I swear to God, if I have to order one singlet cushion, because you've been sitting on this couch with the weird ass, wonky ass way, I'm going to fucking kill you. And then he's like, I didn't understand. And I'm like, look at what you've done. I love this couch. Don't fuck this up for me. You know what I mean? It's the little things. Most of my girlfriends whose parents got divorced or their, you know, lost their mothers, unfortunately, the dads always immediately right away. Because men don't know how to take care of themselves. Women, we know how to do it. You know, I know how to find my monies. I know how to go out and get the coins. My mom too. My mom's like, I don't want to get married again. She's like, but I'd like to travel and have sex and have fun. But women don't need a man to make us feel like it's all going to be okay. If you're independent and you know what I mean? So I'm sorry that you're in this position. Caller, I really am sorry. This is an absolutely not that this woman is coming for your inheritance. And I'm praying for you. And why don't you call back and explicitly tell us her name and address and we'll figure something out. You know what I mean? Or I slide in. Oh, better idea. I slide in. I start dating your dad. Get this bitch out of the way. And that's it. Guess what, bitch? Game on. Once I get this kink worked out in my neck, I'm going to be dating your dad. And then what we'll do is we'll work out a deal. You maybe cut me 2% off the top and we Gucci. Because you know that if you give me just like a little bit of the coin, I will take you to lunch. You know, and then we'll go get sister massages together. I'd love a new stepdad. Well, I guess actually this wouldn't be my stepdad. Wow, that's a Freudian slip. It wouldn't be my stepdad. It would actually be my daddy, you know, like a zaddy. So I'd have a boyfriend. I'd technically be cheating on my husband. I would technically be stepping outside of my marriage in order to allow you to get your inheritance back. I will show your dad my tits. I will absolutely show him an areola to get him in because we got to catch him. We got to make him fall in love with me, but then I will everything past that point of just showing him a titty in order to get your inheritance in my hands instead of this devil woman's hands, it will all be kosher. It will be PG, you know? And then we can drive around in my Jetta and you can roll down the windows and scream from the top of your lungs, bitch, fuck you, and just really let it out. You don't have to censor yourself. And then we'll find Ruben and get our necks worked out with his penis. Okay, let's get to the next voicemail. I am so excited to tell you that Helix launched a company called Birch Living, and they are making the best organic mattresses in the game. Birch makes organic, non-toxic mattresses made right here in America and shipped straight to your door with no contact delivery, free shipping, free returns, and a 100-night sleep trial. Doesn't get better than this. Now you can get an all-incredible comfort of a mattress from the makers of Helix, but with premium organic materials you are going to love. Birch mattresses are made right here in America with just four materials that come straight from nature. Organic latex, organic New Zealand wool, American steel springs, and organic cotton cover. Birch mattresses are certified organic and materials are naturally and sustainably sourced. Finally, an amazing night's rest you can also feel great about. Here's the deal. I think they're insanely comfortable. I just ordered the Birch mattresses for literally my two guest bedrooms in my house because I was like, hey, We got to make sure that everybody else who comes into my home is sleeping on luxury and sleeping on that organic good, good. So if you're looking for a new mattress, check out birchliving.com/absolutely and check it out. They have a 25-year warranty, which is a really long time. That is a great warranty. And you'll get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll pick it up for you, and if you don't love it, but I know you will. Here's the deal. Birch is giving $200 off all mattresses and two free EcoRest pillows at birchliving.com/absolutely. That's $200 off all mattress orders and two free EcoRest pillows. Again, all you got to do is go to birchliving.com/absolutely to claim that deal today.
Heather, I'm going to remain anonymous, but I am from Pennsylvania. I was just married 2 weeks ago to the love of my life. Our wedding was perfection. Absolutely fucking not to my aunt, who has to comment on every little thing about my wedding. We didn't have bridal parties. She had to make a comment. We didn't do the cake cutting. She had to make a comment. We did our first dance after dinner. She ran up to me. Well, when's your first dance? Are you kidding me? Absolutely fucking not to this aunt, the same woman, who, thank God I didn't find out this after the wedding, she stomped over to our head table with my whole family during dinner to my dad, who paid for food. Tony, this table didn't get their food yet. Absolutely fucking not. Heather, what do I even, do I respond to this woman? Do I say something? Do I let this go? Absolutely fucking not to miserable old women.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot even deal with this. I don't know what to do.
Oh, God. It's always an aunt. You know, it's always an aunt. I don't know why. And it was probably your mom's sister. What is that? Why is it? Why can't aunts just come to events and have a good time? Is it because they have their own sibling rivalry? You know, is it a woman thing where we just have to fucking fight with each other at every event we go to? And we can't, this is why we can't run the fucking world. We do run the world, but why can't aunts just show up to places and not comment? I got an aunt. She likes a loose pill and a old, you know, those giant, what are they called? Oh, fuck. Tankers, a tanker of wine. And then at about, I don't know, 4 a.m., she starts tinkling, tankling on the Facebooks and writes crazy shit. And it's like, what do we do? I don't know what to do. I love it. Tony, they didn't get their food. They can get up and go to the buffet. They get up, go get the food. You know, or if I've been at a wedding and the food's taking a little longer, first of all, you walk into a wedding, you slip a 20 to the guy walking around with the canapes. You know what I mean? The lady with the crab puffs, the gentleman with the ahi tuna wontons, you slip them a 20, they will fucking find you. I don't know how to tell you guys this. I worked in the service industry for so long. If you slip me monies, I will make sure you're fed. That's all it takes is cash. Slip them a 10. You will get the wontons. And then when you realize that, you know, once the seated dinner is being served and you're getting passed over, you go, hey, Heather, can you check on our table? Yep, I'm right on it. Slip them another 20. And you'll get double dessert. It's not that hard, guys. You don't have to be a rich lady to get some appetizers to you first. Slip them a 5, anything. Grease those palms. I know we're a cashless society. I know that we're living for the Apple Pay, but for fuck's sake, go to your bank, walk down to your bank. Don't drive. Walk down to your bank. Get a deposit slip or a, what is it when you take out money? If you have a deposit slip.
Withdrawal.
Withdrawal slip. Where's Reuben? Where is Reuben? You get a withdrawal. You get the old school envelope. Take out like $500 every, I don't know, 3 weeks. And just save it. So you got a little grease the palms. But back to your aunt. I don't know why aunts are the worst sometimes. They can be the best and they can also be the worst. Like, settle down. And everybody has an aunt that hates their husband. Not like my husband. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody has like an aunt, say, an Aunt Linda, and Linda hates her husband. And they should have gotten divorced 55 years ago, but they don't. And so then Linda just comes on family vacations with y'all. Cause you're like, mom is her sister. And you're like, why didn't you go on vacation with your husband? It's like, cause I fucking hate him. You're like, well, so then why do you have to come on our vacation? We don't really want you here. Aunts are tricky, you know? sometimes you have a great aunt, which is awesome. I know I'll be a cool aunt. Like if my sister has kids, I know I'll be fucking thriving, but I hope she doesn't fuck it up. You know, shout out to Ashley. Love you, mean it. You're a great sister. But I'm just saying, you don't always know what you're going to get. But also when it comes to the wedding stuff, I'm going to Italy in a couple weeks to try and replan this wedding for the 7,000th time. I don't care. I'm not, I told my bridesmaids, like, just take a day off. I don't care anymore. Let's just eat pasta and caviar and drink Prosecco and Lambrusco and thrive. That's all we need. Oh God, the traditions. Guys, my dad's dead. I can't even have him walk me down the aisle. You know who I'm going to have walk me down the aisle? I don't know. One of the cater waiters that I slipped 20 to right before I throw some sort of puff pastry down the hatch. And I'll say, hi, you're in a white tuxedo jacket. Can you walk me down the aisle? Because my father's dead. And if I have a single fucking family member there who goes or gawks at that, I will kick them out of the wedding. That's on God, period. Just took a hot little break for, you know, some business calls. And one of our fabulous employees here at Dear Media was like, Heather, I feel like you're stretched too thin. And I said, that's a great point. I am stretched too thin, but I'm not thin to show for it. So I'm stretched too thick, you know, and that's another frustrating thing in my life. You know, usually when people work, they lose their appetite. I don't have time to eat. I find a lunch break, you know, or I won't eat all day, but then I'll have consume 20,000 calories after 10 p.m. Also, exciting news. Ruben just got back to me through a text. He can come see me tonight at 10. Michelle, do I go see Ruben at 10?
You absolutely go see Ruben.
I do. 10. If I have a dinner at 7:30 in Beverly Hills, I could be back. I could see him by 10.
Oh, totally.
And maybe if he comes to me. What if he comes to my hotel at 10? You know for a fact everyone is going to think that he's a sex worker. You know the concierge. If I'm like, hey, this man's coming up to give me a 10 p.m. massage. And apparently it's so intense, like everyone's like, it's really, really intense. You know, everyone's going to think just go ahead and call TMZ. I'll go ahead and let my husband know Ruben's coming to my hotel room tonight at 10 to do body work. And everyone's going to think that it was sexual. It was not. You know what I mean? It's 100% professional, but yet somebody who works at the hotel is going to blow up my spot. It is what it is. But yeah, stretched too thin, yet I'm stretched thick. I don't start working a lot and then I'm like, oh my God, she's so busy. She got thin. That hasn't happened yet. I'm working so much that my metabolism stopped because it doesn't know. It's like, you've never worked this much because you were unemployed for so long in your life. Fight or flight, baby. That's where I'm at. All right, let's get another voicemail. How to get the perfect salon manicure at home, doing it for yourself. Because ladies, we get shit done. I'm talking about Olive and June. They have the most amazing mani system. Here's the thing. Salon manis are so expensive and they always chip. And like me, I'm always breaking a damn nail. But the nice thing is I've got Olive and June mani system. And now I know how to do DIY manis that look salon perfect and last 7+ days. It is possible, y'all. Everyone always asks, hey, what salon do you go to? Listen, when I'm on the road and I take my little file, I take my little system with me. I'm touching up my nails. I'm doing it for myself. And that's a big deal because you know what? We're independent ladies. Here's the deal. Olive & June has one of the best systems ever. With the mani system, each at-home mani comes out to just about $2. And I've got a unique code for you, obviously. My nails have literally never looked this good and I did it myself. It's me time, self-care moment. The Olive & June mani system is the secret behind salon perfect nails at home, all in one, no guessing, no messy nails, no salon price tag. And you can get 20% off your first mani system with my code ABSOLUTELY. Your new nail life is here. Get 20% off your first mani system when you use promo code ABSOLUTELY at Olive. Olive like the food. And June like the month of June.com. That's OliveAndJune.com. And again, get 20% off your first mani system when you use promo code ABSOLUTELY at OliveAndJune.com. We're done with expensive bad manis. This is the new us, okay?
Hi, Heather. This is Clara from Atlanta, and I have an absolutely not for you, and that is people who use complex professional jargon in casual conversations to make themselves sound smart. I'm helping plan a party for a friend getting married, and this girl who's also planning it just constantly says shit in this group message and in person, like, oh, sorry, today was so crazy. I had to run a ZYXMB and an F25 arterial HEB, and she works in a hospital, and I don't know what that means. I work in marketing, And you don't see me throwing around random business acronyms to a bunch of randos at a baby shower to make myself seem smart. We get it. You work in the medical community and you know fancy words, but it's an absolutely not for me. Finance bros are the exact same way. But let me know your thoughts. Love you. Love your podcast. Love and light.
Love you too, sister. I hear you. There's nothing worse than it's when you have a tech savvy friend, you know, who talks about things like DSL cards, SLD cards, memory sticks.
What year are you living in?
I know, DSL. When they're like, I'm getting out the old camcorder. I need an aux cord. Every fucking time I'm with a friend and they say, give me the aux cord. I don't know what that is. I don't know what an aux cord is. I know it stands for auxiliary line. Everybody has an aux cord, yet at no point have I ever walked into a store and bought one. What is an aux cord? Is it the thing that plugs into your phone and then plugs into the car so you can use the Bluetooth? But I'm also confused because why connect if you're just on the Bluetooth? See, I wanted to run for president, but these are the things that are holding me back. That I can't go, you know, up to Palo Alto or to Silicon Valley and stand at the head of Apple and they're going to say, Heather, you want to plug in your phone, play some tunes? You know, do you have your aux cord? And I go, I don't know what that is. And then I will not win the presidency. And that's something that I struggle with. You know, I'm an actor. I have been trained to pretend like I know what I'm doing. Guess what? I don't. I can't even find Ruben. You know how I can't schedule a neck massage? And you want me to come and talk, stand at your happy hour and listen to you talk about synergy and the Dow Jones. I mean, I can pretend, I can say stocks are up and then they'll be like, Heather, they're down. The market crashed today. We're all losing our homes and I won't know this. And it will stress me the fuck out. And I consider myself a chameleon. I mean, I can go a lot of places. You can throw me like, you know, with a bunch of bros playing beach volleyball down in Manhattan Beach. You could throw me at NASA and I would just be like, let's get zero gravity and make it weird. Like I'm good at assimilating, at blending in, at doing my thing, at making new friends. But when it comes to people who want to talk about technology, I don't know. Do you know how often I fight with my Sonos at home? I went to Costco. I got a great deal. It was like 2 for $2 for like $200. I have Sonos all over the house and every other day I've got to reset one. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Maybe I should go to a Sonos happy hour and see if they can troubleshoot for me. Just slide in, act like I work there. Again, hand the cater waiter $20, be like, pretend I work here. And then ask them, can you fix this? Can you troubleshoot? Who has an aux cord? I don't know where to find one. And you know, Michelle and I were talking off air, basically how fucking old we feel with the talkers. And now there's all these other apps. I just learned it one. And I got to learn another? Fuck. To stay relevant? So y'all won't fuck with my monies? Fine. I'll start TikToking. And then after I try and do some, you know, parkour move off a parking deck to keep my views up and I snap my neck, my monies will be fucked with. Hope you guys all come to my memorial. Okay? That's what this is about. So, sweetie, I'm listening to you and I'm sorry. I feel you. Nothing is more frustrating than when you go to a happy hour with a bunch of people who work in technology and then they want to talk about the Z7 and the 6Y and the Q3. Fuck, I just learned what Q4 was the other day. You know, when people who are working, actually, this is just anybody who works in a normal sales business, they're like, so Q1, I didn't realize that was like, it's quad one, right? Quadrant?
Quarter.
Quarter.
So close. So close. But so far.
Quarter. That's what I meant to say. Quarter one. Quarter two. Q4. I get into these meetings with these, you know, branding people who want to do commercial, like, Heather, we've got a good budget for Q4. And I'm like, okay. What does that mean? December? I don't know what that means. You know, I didn't work in the 9-to-5. I never got a job at Levi's. I don't know. But I'm an actor and I will stand there and shake my head and just say, I will literally say this, just add it to my Google Cal. And then I'll know, oh, we're shooting that in December because that's Q4. Oh, Q1's February. Oh, okay. Quadrant one.
Quarter.
God. But you guys listen to this podcast, so I'm doing something right. You know what I'm going to do is get all the monies in Q3 and then take off the rest. That's what it's about. The joke's on everybody else. Y'all bust an ass in Q1. You're not going to make money in Q1. Christmas just happened. Hanukkah. People are maxed out. Q3 though? Q3? Quadrant trace? That's when it happens. Q3. And that is why I just got a job running Target corporate. All of our sales. In fact, we're going to close the stores January through August. August through November, wide open. Is November in Q4 or Q3?
November is in Q4. Well done.
Okay. What is the parameter of Q3?
Okay. So let's back it up. Let's take a step back.
Okay.
So quarters is four. So you just have to break the year up into four. So Q1 is the first 3 months.
Well, I know that, Michelle.
I know. When does it start? Confused,
to me, Q3. To me, Q3 would be like August to like October.
I like that you said it's like subjective. To me, Q3 is really like a fall, late summer to me. I don't know.
No. Hold on. I'm putting my sunshades back on. Yeah, it is subjective. When do I feel like selling? When do I have a burst of energy? The tail end of summer into the crisp, cool air of the fall. So maybe mine's a Q3, 4. You know, I don't know. You know what? It's because we let the man tell us when we're supposed to show up and do our jobs. Maybe I want to, you know, get a massage at 10 p.m. and then I get a pep in my step and I'll work till 2 a.m. I do me. Because if I try and do y'all, I can't make money. And also, I can't get on Ruben's schedule at that time. So, lay off me. They put way too much banana in this smoothie, and it's giving me a sugar rush. But Q3, that's where I thrive. So brands, commercials, movies, I'm going to work really hard for the end of August, maybe to Halloween, and then Halloween's, and then I get a break, and then I don't work for the rest of the year. So I'd really appreciate if my reps could get on that and work out my Google's calendar. But also if you ever, I just really honestly realized how to use a Google calendar. And so that's what I do now though. If people are like, hey, so we want to book you for this thing, I go hit the Google Cal. And then I walk away. And because I'm like, I have no idea who that person was, what they want me to do, but I will show up on that date. If you put it in my Google Cal, I'll be there. I will show up pantless with a knot in my neck, unable to turn. You know, but you just got to let me out in time to see Ruben at midnight. So that's what's up. All right, let's get one last voicemail.
Hey, Heather, it's Kelsey from Atlanta. You know, I am a newly single woman out here in the dating world. And you see all these women on like TikTok and Instagram making fun of these guys on dating apps that are holding fish. And it's like this huge thing. You know what? That doesn't bother me. Go fishing. I don't care. But you know what does bother me? These men on these dating apps, they say, it's like, what's your ideal Sunday? And these dudes, if you say, oh, you can find me in the gym, like working out, like I love to work out. It's like my favorite hobby. Like if you put that on your dating app, absolutely not. I am swiping left. Goodbye. Whose ideal Sunday includes working out? Mine includes laying on my couch, getting brunch delivered to my door because I blacked out at the battery last night and was there till 3 a.m. Absolutely not to guys that enjoy working out and think that's appropriate to put on their dating app.
Appropriate.
It's like he put on his app that he wants to do meth. Okay. Appropriate. Well, I think it's appropriate for him to let you know that he's into health and wellness. You know what I mean? Also, the Battery, for those who don't know, it sounds like a place where women go to get beat. It's not. It's a part of our baseball stadium called the Battery. So I guess the Battery has to do with bats, but you can't say like, I got blacked out at the Battery. People don't know what that is. So we need a little context there. Listen, the day that you see Jeff and I jogging together is the day that, you know, the marriage is over. And that's very, I mean, that's not saying that I like to work out. I feel better. That's why I don't feel great today, is because I haven't worked out in a week. I feel better when I exercise. It's just, it's one of those things. And y'all don't want to hear it, but it works. It doesn't work to get thin because my body composition has not changed whatsoever. But what I will say is I hear you though. My Sunday fun day is not doing a CrossFit class and then going on a long walk with you. This is my Sunday fun day. I wake up not hungover. It would be great if I'm not hungover. A little bit. Maybe I just had I drank just martinis the night before, so I'm okay. It's the wine that fucks me up. Wake up the next day a little groggy, you know what I mean? Make a little cappuccino, decaf, because, well, no, on Sundays I can handle the caffeine. And then I have sex for about 3.5 hours. And then I call, then I let Ruben out of his cage and I say, you can go home now. I don't know why it's so funny. Why is it so funny that I'm like secretly texting to get on this guy's schedule right now? He's going to see me at 10. I'm very excited about it. Let's see. Yeah, my perfect Sunday is a little brunch, hungover brunch in bed, little sex, you know, and then I start a new show. I rewatch episodes of The Real Housewives of Orange County just over and over again. The good ones with Jesus Jugs. What was her name? Alexis.
Alexis Bledel.
Yes, yeah. Alexis Bledel. Belladini or was it Bledel?
I thought it was Bledel.
Yeah, probably.
I was never that into Orange County though.
I wasn't either, but Alexis was insane. And remember her ex-husband owned all those jump zones, trampoline parks?
Yeah.
Jesus Jugs. There's nothing better. I hope that when I die, and I hope that God won't be upset, but somebody puts on my grave, here lies Heather McMahon, Heather Jesus Jugs McMahon. Because I love the Lord, but I also have huge tits. So it checks out. It's hard dating. I don't know what to tell you in that respect, you know? And it's such a double standard, right? These guys, you never want a guy who works out too much. I don't care if he's has trauma because, you know, maybe the rest of his family is obese. I don't care. I just need you to not work out as much as I do. Be in shape, be healthy, brush your teeth, don't have tartar, but I don't want you to be so in shape that then you force me to come out of my cocoon on a Sunday and, you know, go for a jog. It's not going to happen. I don't like that. That actually feels assaulting to me. So that's where I'm at in my life. And you got to live, laugh, love, but you also got to sometimes just order hungover brunch. And I don't know how to tell you, girls, it's hard out there dating. I'm out there. I'm trying to hook people up. I just put my agent, Tori, I put her brother up. Steve, he's a catch. He's in Chicago. And you guys still message me, Heather, get me in with him. You DM him. I am already doing the Lord's work by trying to vet these guys. Like, you got to put your hat in the ring. I can only do so much. I've led you to the dick. I brought you quality dong. Now it's your opportunity to put in a good face. You know, sometimes I'll put up a guy who lives in Chicago and then I got a message. It was like, hey, but what about like Asian dudes in San Diego? I'm like, send me one. I will find one. You're getting mad specific. I'm doing my best. But right now, tonight, in this moment, I've put up an Irish man in Chicago. I'm doing the best I can. Y'all are getting greedy, needy out there. And I'm trying. I'm doing what I can. Let me help you. And I would love if you guys have some wonderful single men in your lives. Well, then you would just be dating them. It's hard. Basically, this is what I think we should do. If everybody has a brother, whoever has a single brother, send me DMs of your single brothers and I'll then put them up and help you find love. Listen, my friend Tommy just got engaged. I've hooked up multiple people. I love doing this. It's exciting. I'm trying to bring y'all quality dong, but I need your brothers because you trust your brothers. You know what I mean? Don't be like my friend from college. We don't trust him. Unless he's blood related, I don't really trust him. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. Listen, I love you. I mean it. I can't wait to be back on the road again. You know, it's nice. I get a little break for a couple of days. I will see you guys in Vegas at the Mirage. It's going to be crazy. It's Labor Day weekend. It's going to be so, 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 so much fun. Go to heatherontour.com to get tickets. We have a few left for Vegas. And also, it's just going to be wild. Like, Vegas is a wild time. I'm going to be in a full sparkle suit after the show. The show's late. It's at 10. So we'll get out of there about like 11:30. And then we're going to hit the craps table. And Harry Styles is also doing a concert in Vegas that weekend. And he and I have talked. We haven't. I've just been sending his agent messages being like, can I hang out with him? And he's like, who are you? And I'm like, a fan. And he goes, no. But either way, I'll find out where his suite is and we will hang. So if you come to the show in Vegas, we will absolutely hang out with Harry Styles afterwards. I can 100% guarantee I will find him. And, you know, I'll make him rub my shoulders because that's what I do. That's a real friendship. Love you, mean it. As always, you can call into the hotline, 800-213-7503. See you on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. Arrivederci, ciao bella.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.